You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have the famous Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist for BNI Heartland, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you doing today?
It's a wonderful day filled with opportunity here in Suberville.
We love doing these podcasts. Okay, so today, Ray, do you want to do a podcast today?
Sure, why not? I'm here. What else was I going
to
do?
I wanted a yes or a no answer. I was trying to find it. So we're going to talk about saying yes and saying no.
Ah, I see what you're going for. You want to try that again?
Not really. This intro is just going awry. So let's just dig right into it. Okay. So, and Ray will talk a little bit about the culture that we've lived in on the yes, on saying yes to everything, on saying no to everything. But I want to relate it back to a couple different things that we do in BNI. And sometimes it's very important to say yes, but then other times it's important for us to say no every now and then. And I'm going to start with the no, because I think that's the hardest one for people to do. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We kind of, a part of our giver's game mentality, we want to help people. And we always think saying yes to things is a great way to help people. And a lot of times it is. Sometimes it's not.
Right. And in the referral world, when you're asking for referrals, you can ask with a scarcity mindset, or I think it's like a plentiful mindset, right? There are enough referrals out there for everybody, or there are not enough referrals out there, so I need them all. And usually the members that have that scarcity mindset, that's when they'll stand up and they'll say, I do countertops, I do cabinets, I do refacing, I do floors, I do carpet, I do ceilings, I'll do like everything in the house, because they want every possible referral. But when we really dig into the growth of chapters, when you specialize in something, you have an opportunity to have more members in your chapter, because if I just do countertops, then we can have a cabinet person in here, right? So you can grow your chapter and you can find ways to pass referrals to those people, even though you do it. That's going to go into when you might want to say no. Okay. So Ray, if you are very, very busy, you have a lot going on right now, and I pass you a referral and you can't handle it, do you want to be a yes person or a no person?
Boy, I really want to be a yes person depending on that referral, because there's a part of me that says, if it's a great referral and I'd like to do it, I'd like to take it. But, you know, there's also only so many hours in the day and so many things you can do. I would probably, you know, it's really hard to say no to that.
The scarcity mindset, right? You don't want to give up those referrals. But here's the deal. If you don't give up this referral today and you're not able to do a great job on it, I'm probably not going to pass you a referral anytime soon. So by you having the mindset of, okay, I can't give up anything, you may lose more in the long run.
Right.
Now, in your field, well, in this imaginary field we're talking about right now, but you might know somebody that could do the project just as well, and they have the time to do it. I feel this is a time that it's good to say no, but I have somebody that can help you and do a great job, and I'll put my stamp on it. I will refer this person with my reputation going with it, because right now I'm just too busy to take it on.
That should be understandable in that sort of circumstance, if you explain it that way, absolutely.
And we have the opportunity in BNI with the relationships to explain that to somebody. So if you get a referral and you know you can't do a good job, it's okay to say no and refer it out to somebody else.
Right. You find out a little bit as much as you can on that referral before you immediately turn it away. It might be something that you can find a way to make time for, or something that is truly more in your wheelhouse than maybe something else that might be coming down the pipe for you as well. The other thing I'm going to add to this, just to put a little bit on top of this for you, Brandon, is if you can't do it, we have a great network within BNI itself to find members in other chapters or in other areas that might be able to help them as well. A lot of these same jobs are handled by other BNI members within a metro area. So here in Omaha, where I'm at, we've got several of the same positions that repeat itself through the multiple chapters that we have. If I can't do it, I can find another BNI member that I should be able to trust, because they're in BNI. They've been, you know, a member for and approved by their chapter. Go ahead and refer the business that way. Maybe they have the time. Maybe they're the right person to do that for you.
And you may see that in the giver's gain world, where if that person you referred it out to gets busy, you're going to be the first person they call to maybe pass on some business that they had that they want to do the same. They don't want to do a bad job, so they say no to it, but then they give it to you.
There you go.
So that's where I feel, and you can really dig into how we need to say no more, because people get themselves too busy or they commit to things that they can't do. So yeah, it is important to say no from time to time, but in the referral standpoint, your credibility goes with every referral that you take on. And if you can't do a good job and you know somebody that can, or you can use the BNI circuit to do that, I recommend that you tell them no and you help them out still, right? Like right. You said, you find out more about the referral, you help them out still. And in the long run, you've set them up for success. That I feel will bring more referrals than trying to take it on, doing a bad job, and then losing referrals in the long run.
Right. So you find out that little bit more and give them that qualified answer so that they know there's logic behind it. Because if you immediately shut somebody down and say, hey, I've got this great referral for you. Can't do it. So busy. Can't do it. Nope. Sorry. Nope. Go away.
Tell you the truth. I think.
When will they come back to you?
Right. And I think I did a podcast on that. I'm like, don't stand up and say, I don't want any referrals right now. Because then they shut you off. But this is a case scenario where you're taking referrals, but you just have one that you probably can't do the best job on like we want to do for our members. Okay, so do you remember the movie Yes Man, Jim Carrey?
Oh, yes.
Okay, ironically, you say yes to that. So I love that movie. I watch it probably about once a year just because it's on TBS every now and then. And my favorite part of that is the homeless person that waits outside and he says, man, well, I just have really good luck with everybody helping me right after these seminars. And I think about that. I'm like, man, that guy's working the system. Like, you know, he figured it out. Good for him. But I want to talk about times where I think it's good to say yes. And I'm going to go with one. I'm going to preach to the choir first. Okay. If you get invited to BNI, say yes. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. And share this podcast with visitors then if you're potentially inviting somebody and they're willing to listen to a podcast. But just say yes. You don't know what's going to happen when you go to the meeting. We have an application. It's not guaranteed that you're going to be accepted into a chapter. So don't invite just to have somebody join. You know, always invite just for opportunity, giving them the opportunity. So preaching to the choir, if you get invited to a BNI chapter, just say yes. Go check it out. Okay. Let's get away from the choir, though, because if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably in BNI. A networking opportunity. There's a social going on next week. It's Thursday night. Would you want to come with me?
Generally, I'm going to say yes, but let me check the calendar in case my wife has something or my kids have something. Yes, we all have those family conflicts.
Absolutely. And travel. It's always a travel issue with me, I feel. Like, mm-hmm. You know, something's going on in Omaha and I'm in Rapid City. Or something cool is going on in Wyoming and I'm close in Sioux Falls. That's not really close, but you get the point. So when you have an opportunity like that, you say yes. Because you don't know who you're going to meet there. It gets you out of your comfort zone. Maybe it is a little bit of a time challenge to get there. But if you had to lose 10 minutes of an hour workout so that you could make it to this event on time and you meet a referral source for your business, was that 10 minutes worth it?
I would say I could probably give him 20 minutes or the entire workout time. I obviously, if you know me, have passed up several workout opportunities in the last several years to achieve what I have now.
I'm pretty good at passing up workout opportunities also, but I try to stay consistent on that. So that's when I feel it's important to continue to be that yes person when you have an opportunity in front of you. There's a quote out there that says, when you're given a fantastic opportunity, just say yes and then figure out how to do it. Richard Branson, I believe, said that.
Wow.
That I didn't write that down. Yeah. That's all up here in the old Superville brain of mine. So that's where I feel we've looked at both sides of saying yes and saying no. And it's very easy for us to say yes unless it involves work. A lot of times I feel, and it's very hard for us to say no, unless you don't want to do it anyways. And I think we need to find that good balance, and we need to realize sometimes when we always want to say yes, we might need to say no for credibility. And sometimes when we always want to say no, you need to say yes to get you out of your comfort zone.
That's kind of what it's all about. I mentioned this at the beginning, and you kind of made note to it too. Right before we went on, I mentioned that kind of as a culture, we've seen that a lot. We were so all conditioned to say yes to everything, to every opportunity that came our way, that sometimes now we tend to overload ourselves. So there's been a shift in the culture a little bit that says, you know, it's okay to say no, which it absolutely is. but now people are almost exercising that right almost to the other side. You know, I'm going to say no to everything because I'm going to control everything that happens in my life. And like, well, wait a minute. There are still opportunities and things that can happen. That networking event that you mentioned, that you don't know who you're going to meet there. It'd be great to be there with you. You know, if I came in and said, hey, Brandon, I was at this event that I invited you to and I had this great referral for you, but you weren't there. I gave him my card. Gee, I hope they contact you.
Yep.
How much more impactful would that have been had you been there? So there's a balance to it. Don't get too far into one way or the other. Make that assessment. Think about what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to. Take that time to give it some thought before you just immediately go, I'm going using my power to say no. I'm using my power to say yes.
And I'm going to do a plug here. I just kind of thought of this. If you have a business coach or if you have a health coach in your chapter, use their services if you haven't. Because I think they're a great avenue to sit down with somebody and find out where you struggle to say no when you should say no and where you struggle to say yes when maybe you shouldn't say yes. So if you have that service or if you're looking for those services, we have some fantastic business coaches and health coaches in BNI. Reach out to them and see if they can help you.
Perfect.
All right. And for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your insight on this. It started as just a little note that I wrote randomly, and we ended up with about an 11-minute podcast.
It got pretty deep.
I think it got deep today. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.